Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I
well, here to help us think through Valentine's Day, our friends Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Welcome back, Joe and Cindy.
Good morning. I think it's funny we're starting out low. That was a good one, Kelly.
Yes. And now, we can build, you know.
Now, Joe, I'm assuming since your lovely wife is right there with you, I mean, you don't have to answer this question, but did you get your card yet for Cindy?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I have it really, really pretty good because Cindy's birthday is just before Valentine's Day.
Lucky you.
I got a birthday card, Valentine card all at the same time.
Nice.
Okay, here's the truth of it. So he was recuperating from surgery, so I took him to the store. We went to the dollar store. I said, find the best card you can for a dollar.
Oh, how romantic.
And I almost got some artificial flowers, too, but she didn't want those. So
it's the thought that counts, Joe. Dollar store flowers last forever, kind of.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's some advice you all may have for us last minute here for Valentine's Day for married couples?
Well, that's a great question, but, you know, let's step back a little bit and realize that first and foremost, it's really important to communicate that every day we should be treating our spouse as if it was Valentine's Day, you know, and that involves developing a lifestyle of just loving and nurturing our spouse every day. And, it, you know, that can be done. Not just talk. It can be done if we just follow the guidelines that God has provided for us in His Word. But since we're dealing with the topic of last-minute Valentine's Day ideas, let me start with by saying my best advice is to keep it real simple. I mean, your Valentine's Day celebration does not need to break the bank on this one. So let me just give you a few ideas, and then Cindy will give you a few ideas as well from a woman's perspective about how you can keep the cost down, but time and the enjoyment level up. And the number one guiding principle when it comes to Valentine's Day or any day is just number one, know your spouse. You know, what do they like doing? What do they not like doing? You know, what makes them tick and what ticks them off? I mean, those are important. You need to know, you know. And I think one of the most practical things I can share with you today is just, you know, understanding what is your spouse's love language. And, you know, have you read that book, The Five Love Languages? And if you haven't, you know, that would be a great book to get and for both of you to commit to it and discuss that book. So that's a great Valentine's gift right there. It's, I think it was like $13 on Amazon yesterday. So it's a great investment for you and your marriage. And then, you know, the reality is that the simple premise of the five love languages is quite simple. And that is that different people with different personalities give and receive love in different ways. And so it's really important that you really have a good handle on what it is that your spouse loves doing. And that's one of the keys, I think, to a happy and successful marriage is to learn what those preferences are in yourself, number one, start there, and then in your spouse as well. You know, at that point, you know, Valentine's Day becomes a much more enjoyable experience and less stressful as well. Cindy, you want to add some?
Well, yes. You know what? I like your idea about the getting the book. That's a great book. But also, that could be a fun thing to get to do together, to go browse a bookstore and pick out a book together. And that would be a good book to read together, too.
It is. It really is. It's an easy read. It's fun.
Yeah. So we have some friends, and I know that, Brian, you know them, but Ken and Nancy Kavanaugh of Kavanaugh Photography, they overdo in the best possible way the traditions of Valentine's Day. And I kind of tapped into her to see if she had any ideas for me beyond what I would share. So a couple of things that she has done is she has just gotten some very inexpensive, like heart-shaped paper and just writes notes to her whole family and leaves them all around the house for them to find. Now that she has kids that are out of the home, she sends them little love packages. But the one I like is that they do a red dinner, and they do everything. Like, they do strawberries, they do, you know, spaghetti, they make red bread, and then she gets these heart-shaped tortellini noodles, and they just do everything in red. And, you know, you can do that kind of inexpensively, and how fun that you can bring your family in too, not just you and your spouse. You can have it for the whole family. So those are just a couple of starters.
So, Cindy, you have ideas for couples with and without kids, huh?
Well, just a couple of things. And remember, we're thinking here about last minute. We're not thinking we have to plan way ahead. If people have planned ahead and they want to do the whole big dinner and flowers and all that kind of thing, that's great. But if you want to do last minute, and truthfully, that's the kind of thing I enjoy doing. So if you have just as a couple, you can just maybe, as we said earlier, browse in a bookstore, pick out a book, just cook a meal together. Now, to tell you the truth, I don't know that would be Joe's and my favorite thing to do because I like my kitchen. I like my kitchen. I like the, my order of my kitchen. But, you know, that could be a fun thing, or even just, you know, cooking something simple together and then cleaning up together is always nice. I don't mind that at all. But and then maybe just putting, if you have kids, put the kids to bed and then have a late dinner, something maybe simple that you can just enjoy, some quiet, you know, not cutting up everybody's food, just cutting up your own. And maybe just paper plates. You know, you can get paper plates so inexpensively to make it really decorative. And just have a nice meal, your regular own meal at home, and just do it a little bit more fancy. I have purchased a little set of like coffee mugs and things like that that we can enjoy for the month of February. And so that's always a fun thing too, just sitting down and having a cup of coffee, or even a picnic, you know, make a picnic in your family room. And some people have said, you know, have a nice picnic on your bed. I think that'd be too wobbly for me, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't want crumbs in my bed, Cindy. I'm not doing that.
All over the place. But, you know, just be a little bit creative and think outside of the box. And as Joe said earlier, you know your mate and just discover a fun date together. That's something that you would really both enjoy. And for some people, this might be a really hard time of the year right now. Maybe their marriage isn't in the best place that they had hoped it would be. It might be a hard time to celebrate. But maybe you could get a card and just write a really, truly heartfelt message to your spouse about where you're at and where you hope to be in the days to come. And I always say things like, you know, my husband drives me crazy, but I'm crazy about him, so I'm going to celebrate the day in the best way that we can.
So what do you guys have planned this year? Are you willing to share, or is it a surprise from Joe?
Well, you know, we have been so busy, and so we probably will go out to dinner on Wednesday.
Good move.
And I think I'm not like a big crowd person. I love talking to people, but to be in a big crowd where everybody is, you know, fighting for their table or fighting for Christmas presents and stuff like that, I don't enjoy that. So I'd rather go on a date that's not so busy. So we'll be just going probably for something on Wednesday after we do a Bible study.
Very nice. Yeah. You know, Sarah and I are going to go out on Friday. I want to get as far away from the actual day as possible because, yeah, it's like, you know, if you ever try to go out on Valentine's Day, it's actually not fun.
No. Mm-hmm. It's
just too busy.
Crowded.
Yeah. Too busy. Mm. Ron Eastwood was taking notes during your ideas there because he's planning, I think, Valentine's Day right now.
Yeah. Okay. Or I will after the show.
Of course. Yes. After that, he's working very hard right now. Any final thoughts for us on Valentine's Day, you two?
Well, fortunately, it is the 13th. And so we got another day around. So go out there and get that card and write something inside that card as well. Like, I love you. It goes a long way.
Maybe a little more than that. And if you get really stuck, find an old 80s power ballad and just transcribe that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You might like that.
It works. It works.
All right, you guys. Very if folks good. Want to get connected to you, how do they do that?
Well, we will probably have this tomorrow or even later tonight, the audio on My Marriage Matters on Facebook and also through CindyFarini.com for questions or just to see different things that we have there is always great. We keep in touch there as well at the website.
All right, Joe and Cindy Farini, we love hanging with you. We can't wait till next time, okay?
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.